So apologies, it was touch and go whether Mahavishnu Swami would make it, and he unfortunately didn't. So I'll give a short class, try my best. Before I do, I'll read you something about Julan Yatra, Prabhupada letter to Jayabhataka Maharaj, 1969, August the 1st. Regarding Julan Yatra ceremony, during these 5 days, the deity's clothing should be changed every day, and there should be nice prasadam distribution and sankirtan as far as possible. If you are able to do so, a nice throne may be constructed on which the deities can be placed. This throne may be swung gently during kirtan. That will be very good, and surely the deities will enjoy the function. So the 5 days of kirtan. Sounds good, right? So tomorrow there's kirtan, a new initiative. Kulashekhar Prabhu's idea. He wants to go to every tube station in London and we do kirtan. So we did 5 tube stations last Thursday. We're going to do Golders Green and work our way down the Northern Line. And then there's a Harinam at Soho in the afternoon at 3 o'clock, which is just a regular function. So if you're free, you can join us for either part one on the tube and in the town, the high streets, and part two, 3 o'clock at Soho. Hare Krishna. Here's another comment from Prabhupada. This is a letter to Jagadish, 1973, 5th of January. Radha and Krishna may be swung in this way, but, this is interesting, you may avoid swinging Lord Jagannath like that. You see, we don't swing Lord Jagannath. So what is the story behind Julan Yatra? Well, I don't know so much, but I know a little bit. Those people who are familiar with conspiracy theories have probably heard the term problem, reaction, solution. You heard this term before? It's quite common. The idea being that if you want a certain outcome, you create a problem, people react to it, and then the solution is what you've already planned. The solution is the solution to the problem that you created. So Krishna does this with Srimati Radharani, because he very much wants to embrace her. So he has a little strategy. He's pushing the swing, then he pushes it a bit harder, and then it becomes unstable. And Srimati Radharani cries out, "Krishna, help!" So he jumps on the swing, and she grabs hold of him to save herself, and Krishna's very happy. So Prabhupada said, well, actually, I'm not sure if Prabhupada said it. There's a website, Iskcon Desire Tree. Krishna likes this pastime very much because normally he has to work so hard to get Radharani's embrace, but on this particular occasion it was very easy. So that's a little bit about Julan Yatra. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 1, Text 14. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Maharaj Parikshit, now your duration of life is limited to 7 more days. So during this time, you can perform all those rituals which are needed for the best purpose of your next life. Purport. Shukadev Goswami, after citing the example of Maharaj Katvanga, who prepared himself for the next life within a very short time, encouraged Maharaj Parikshit by saying that since he still had 7 days at his disposal, he could easily take advantage of the time to prepare himself for the next life. Indirectly, the Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit that he should take shelter of the sound representation of the Lord for the 7 days still remaining in the duration of his life and thus get himself liberated. In other words, everyone can best prepare himself for the next life simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, as it was recited by Shukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. The rituals are not formal, but there are also some favourable conditions which are required to be carried out as instructed hereafter. Om Agyanatim Mirandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaevacha Tanam Bhavit Bhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I seek the blessings of everyone, particularly Moksha Lakshmi Prabhu, our Prabhupada disciple. So during the while the temple was closed, I spent a lot of time, and Smara Hari Prabhu, who was, didn't see you there, sorry. Radha Mohan is so colossal. I'm joking. Yeah, I know. I had to find a good excuse. Please excuse me. I've got a bad habit. Anyway, so while the temple was closed, I would every Saturday go to Food for All in Watford, and a group of us would be chanting in a parking lot while devotees would come and take prasadam. So Moksha Lakshmi Prabhu was doing that every week. It seemed to be quite a popular event for a lot of devotees. And I noticed that just before the temple opened, the numbers of devotees going on Harinam Sankirtan actually increased, because central London Harinam, there was several Saturdays with over 100 people, which was really good. So I hope it continues. But I think now the temple's open, more people will go to the temple, which is also very good preaching, of course, but we'll see what happens. We have Friday, yes, good. Friday night at the Gurukul, that's at 7 o'clock. Prasadam and bag of fruit, so you can get your vitamins for the week, nice bag of fruit, and there's some nice kirtan, and it's so close. So if you live near the manor, then you're obviously close enough to go to the Gurukul. So it's interesting how, you know, if we think we had 7 days to live, we'd be thinking, oh, that's a very short space of time. But sometimes Prabhupada, he twists it the other way around. He says, Parikshit Maharaj knew that he had 7 days, but you don't even know you've got 7 minutes. So Prabhupada would say the opposite. So we don't know when it can happen. I mentioned, actually, Kulashekar's mentioned him about, he organized the Harinam party. He told me about a year ago that someone was walking, because he's in the fire brigade, someone was walking down the street, and for some reason a car veered off the road, or was it a lorry, and ran right over the person, and they just got crushed under the lorry. So this can happen, you know, you're just walking down a street and next thing you know it's all over, you know. So we don't know we've got 7 days. So Parikshit Maharaj, he's very fortunate. He knows he's going to live for at least 7 days. So he has 7 days to relish the Srimad Bhagavatam. But sometimes it requires a sense of desperation or a desperate situation for us to take Krishna consciousness seriously. The example of Maharaj Katvanga. So being intelligent, he asked, you know, how long do I have to live? He was given a boon. He asked, how long do I have to live? And he was told his duration of life was almost finished. So he took that opportunity to meditate on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that should be our goal. But we should find a way to do it without having the Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Kijai. The difficult thing for us to do is to have that sense of urgency when we haven't received that final notice, yes. The final notice. So sometimes we see devotees, they get very serious just when they find out that they're going to leave their bodies, you know. So it's sometimes for devotees it's a nice, you know, it's good to know. It's good to know that you have a certain period of time, because then you can get really serious, and it's better than leaving your body all of a sudden. Now, I'm reminded of the famous verse, Nasta Prayasva Bhadrasu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavat Yuttamashloki, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. If we recite the Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, then all that is troublesome is practically destroyed to nil, and loving devotional service becomes established as an irrevocable fact. So in this verse, the term used is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Our hearing of the Bhagavatam should be Nityam, which means always. So in this particular purport, is it in the verse? It's in the verse and purport. We have the term saptaham, you know, which means, so what, 7 days, right? So Prabhupada would sometimes say, so it is nityam bhagavata sevaya, not saptaha bhagavata sevaya, right? Because he used to criticize the professional reciters who would do 7 days recitation, right? And then they get a bit of bakshish, right? It's like, but we're not against 7 days. Parikshit Maharaj recited for 7 days, but we don't stop. We're just 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, etc. Oh, one other way to look at it, yes, we do it 7 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's our 7 days. And then next week, 7 days, one like that. But the question then arises, how can we actually do it 7 days and not get bored? We have to go deep into the Bhagavatam. So it said, Bhakcha Bhagavatam Grahyam Nabujana Chatikaya. It's not understood by mundane intelligence, not understood by reading of commentaries or writing one's own commentaries, unless one has bhakti, bhakcha bhagavatam grahyam. It's understood through bhakti. That is the key to regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And if we don't have that bhakti, we don't do the proper service attitude, then we're eventually going to stop attending Srimad Bhagavatam class. I remember one, when I joined the Hare Krishnas, which was 25 years ago, there was one sannyasi. So I'm thinking, you know, at that time I was thinking he's really old, but I'm probably his age now, anyway. I don't know, maybe not. No, I'm probably, yeah. And he said, no, he was about 50 years old, and he'd been attending the Bhagavatam class for about 25 years or something. And he said, if you listen carefully, you will always learn something new. So there's something to try out. Listen very carefully to Srimad Bhagavatam class, and you will always learn something new. So I sometimes try to put this into practice. And it's actually true. I always learn new things. So it said in the 12th canto, Tachtrin van supatan vicharana paro bhakja vimuchen naraha. The way to approach Srimad Bhagavatam is, first of all, Tachtrin van, which means what? Srinvan means? Srinvan? Srinvatam svagata Krishna? What does Srinvan mean? Bit of Sanskrit, simple. Hearing, yes, very good, hearing. Chachrinvan and Supatan, what does pata mean? It means, how about, what are the duties of a brahmana? Yajana, yajana, patana, patana. Right, what do these words mean? Patana, patana. Studying. Yes, studying is patana, and patana, recitation. Right? So these two things, we hear, we study, and we recite, or we teach others. So Chachrinvan, Supatan, the Bhagavatam should be recited very nicely. Supatan means done very nicely. And vicharana para. What does vichara mean? Vichar, vichara. Vichara kariti chiti pabi chamatkar. If you do vichar, thinking. Someone said thinking, yeah, correct. Thinking. If you think, if you study very carefully, analyze, then chamatkar. Chamatkar means you become astonished. The Srimad Bhagavatam and the pastives Lord Chaitanya are so wonderful, because I'm borrowing a Chaitanya Charitamrita verse here. What is it? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Koroho Vichar Vichara Kariti Chiti Pabi Chamatkar. If you apply your logic to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, start to figure out his mercy, really think about deeply, what is Lord Chaitanya's mercy, what it means, what he did, how he's giving something very high to people very low, then chitti in the consciousness, then pabi chamatkar, you'll become astonished. So what is astonishment? It's nothing to do with logic. You start off with the logic and you end up with astonishment. What is astonishment? Pibhata bhagavatam rasamalayam mahuraho rasika bhuvi bhavukaha. It is rasa. Astonishment is an emotion, and it's in a wonderful emotion. We like to be astonished. So many people were watching the Olympic Games over the last few weeks. Why? Because athletes can do astonishing things. And then they put it on YouTube, get a little clip, a few seconds of some astonishing, you know, quadruple somersault dive, or someone on a BMX bike doing some wonderful tricks. That's astonishing. But Krishna's pastimes, it's astonishment to a higher level. And it truly touches the heart. It is the heartfelt pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam. The word pibata means drinking. So we drink the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'm going to dig into the purport. The king at once left the heavenly kingdom, which is always full of material enjoyment of the highest standard, and coming down to this earth, took ultimate shelter of the all-safe personality of Godhead. So there are a collection of verses from the fifth canto which state that the demigods prefer to live on this planet than to be in the heavenly planets, at least when they're not bewildered by enjoyment. So it is said that demigods are queuing up to come and take part in the Sankirtan movement on this earth. And you may ask yourself, well, where's the evidence for that? But actually, if you look at the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto, you'll find verses in the actual verse that explains how this particular place, Bharatvarsha, is desired by demigods as a place to take birth. And from their perspective, because the duration of life is so long, they see personalities coming here, taking part in the Sankirtan movement and going back to Godhead, and it's happened just like that, one after the other. They're going, this is the place to be. But can they free themselves from that joy mentality? Too much suffering, hard to do devotional service. Prabhupada explains this. Too much enjoyment, too little enjoyment, either way it's very hard. So this earth is kind of in the middle. It's kind of like you can tolerate it. It's not so bad that you want to kill yourself, at least for most people, but it's not that good that you can get intoxicated with sense enjoyment because there's too many things going wrong. So we do something in between, and we try and have a sober mind, and this is the good planet to be because it's just the right amount of enjoyment to stop you going mad, but not too much. Not too much suffering, because too much suffering is very difficult to engage in devotional service. But having said that, I mentioned sometimes we can be in a very great suffering condition due to terminal illness, and that can be a wake-up call, and it can make us very serious about devotional service. And there are so many instances, and sometimes instances of devotees that leave the movement, and then they come back towards the end of their lives, and Krishna arranges for them to have the association of devotees at the time of death. This is a wonderful message to us about the mercy of Lord Krishna. Because when someone leaves the movement, they tend to get a little bit of criticism from other members. But then Krishna's always arranging, well, not always, but very often arranging for those same people to come back to devotional service at the end of their life. And that shows that Krishna's wonderful gratitude, that he doesn't forget what we do. And there's a name for Krishna that indicates that he sees our good qualities. Does anyone know the name for Krishna? Gunagrahi. You know, Prabhupada would often say, Gunagrahi Janardana. Janardana is Krishna, and he's Gunagrahi, which means he sees the quality, the good quality. And there's also a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which says that Krishna does not see the faults of his devotee. He sees their good qualities. And it's said that Krishna, devotees do not tolerate insults to Krishna, and Krishna does not tolerate insults to his devotees. And one may wonder, why is the position of the devotee in some sense even higher than the position of Krishna? Because it is said that way, that yemi bhakta jana partha nami bhaktas chachi danaha mad bhakta nam chate bhaktas temi bhakta tama mataha. Those who say they are my devotee are not my devotee, but those who say they are the devotee of my devotee, they are my real devotee. So Krishna, he's so fond of his devotees that if you become a devotee of his devotees, then that is an even easier way to make spiritual advancement. So our business is to serve the devotees, and that's sometimes difficult because devotees come in all shapes and sizes. I wasn't a reference, Radha Mohan, I wasn't criticizing either. I'm joking. And they come with all different mentalities, and sometimes we rub each other up the wrong way, and we have to tolerate each other. But this is a good opportunity to always understand the very special nature of the devotee, because Krishna is very categorically said that he loves his devotee very deeply. And sadavo ridayam mahyam, sadhanam ridayam tvaham, madanyadne na janante, naham tebyo managapi. The devotees are my heart, and I am the heart of my devotees. They know nothing but me, and I know nothing but them. So who spoke this? Anyone remember the pastime where this famous verse was spoken? Navadip Chandra Prabhu knows, but he's not going to answer. Anyone knows? This is a famous verse. Is Lord Vishnu spoke this to Durvasa Muni. He also said, Aham bhakta pradina hyasvatantar iva dvija sadhu bir grasta ridayo bhaktayar bhakta jana priya. He's bhaktayar bhakta jana priya. The Lord is bhakta jana the devotees, he's a devotee of his devotee. And his asvatantra, which means, svatantra means one is under the control of oneself, svatantra. Paratantra means under someone else's control. So when we say Krishna, or when Vishnu says asvatantra, he's saying that actually I'm not in control, because I'm controlled by the love of my devotees. Because remember, Durvasa Muni's looking for help from he's trying to escape the Sudarshan Chakra. And Lord Vishnu says, I can't help you because I'm controlled by my devotees. You go to Ambarish Maharaj and he will give you, if he forgives you, then everything's fine by me. And the Sudarshan Chakra will then not chase you anymore. That's exactly what happened. So that's some little thoughts about Bhakti. So I mentioned how Bhakti is the means through which we can understand Srimad Bhagavatam, and I also mentioned how Bhakti is what controls the Lord, Hare Krishna. So thank you for your tolerance. And I've left a few minutes if anyone wants to add anything or have any questions or comments. Just remember it's a very special 5 days, so take the best, make the most of this opportunity for Julan Yatra. And today is Ekadashi. And while I was chanting japa, one kind devotee came up to me and showed me a statement by Bhaktivedanta Goswami. He said, because the word fasting is upavas, and in the statement it was said, upa means close and vas means to reside. So upavas means to reside close to the Lord. So we should think of Ekadashi as not, we should think of fasting as not as just upavas fasting, but we should think as fasting as coming closer to the Lord. And the comment was, therefore we should do kirtan. So we just should do more kirtan on Ekadashis, then we can reside with the Lord, because that is ultimately the purpose of Ekadashi. What is it? Madhavatiti. You know what's that phrase? Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani. So Madhavatiti, special days are the cause of Bhakti. If you want to develop your Bhakti, then take Ekadashi seriously. And who taught this? Lord Chaitanya. He asked one thing from his mother: please observe Ekadashi. Some people think this is a silly, it's external. External, why? Ekadashi is an external thing. But no, it's the mother of devotion. Hare Krishna. Anyone? Thank you.